This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Earth2Go, Inc., Plaintiff Respondent and Biodegradable Food Service, LLC, Intervenor Plaintiff v. City of Richland, Defendant Appellant, decided February 7, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District, in Division Earth2Go, Inc., Plaintiff Respondent and Biodegradable Food Service, LLC, Intervenor, Plaintiff, v. No. SD38A86, filed February 7, 2025, City of Richland, Defendant Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Camden County. Honorable Aaron G. Copen, Circuit Judge, affirmed in part, vacated in part, and remanded. This appeal only involves the issue of damages caused by a leaking roof on a building owned by the City of Richland, City, and leased by Earth2Go, Inc. at ETG. A jury found in favor of ETG and awarded damages, which included lost profits, in the amount of $560,000. 1. The City presents 2 points on appeal, the first of which is dispositive. Point 1 contends the trial court erred in allowing ETG to submit its request for lost profits to the jury. 1. The jury initially awarded $620,000, but that amount was later reduced to $560,000 by stipulation of the parties due to a settlement with a third-party defendant. 2. Because ETG failed to prove lost profits with reasonable certainty. We agree. Therefore, we vacate the judgment in favor of ETG, including the award of attorney fees and costs. We remand for a new trial on damages, without consideration of lost profits, on ETG's counterclaim against the City. On remand, we also direct the trial court to enter judgment for the City on the negligence claim of Intervenor Biodegradable Food Service, LLC, BFS. The judgment in favor of the City on its ejectment claim against ETG is affirmed. Factual and procedural background. In November 2011, ETG began to rent the City's building, pursuant to a lease agreement, lease, for a 5-year term. ETG, which also formed in 2011, is a business engaged in the development and manufacturing of environmentally friendly food service products. In 2014, the building's roof began to leak. For various reasons, the City failed to complete the necessary repairs during the initial term of the lease. In June 2015, ETG halted production of its product due to water issues. In November 2015, ETG stopped paying rent to the City. 2. Despite these issues, ETG sought to renew the lease, beginning a year later in November 2016. The City refused. In December 2016, the City filed the underlying cause of action for ejectment against ETG. 3. In response, ETG filed a counterclaim against the City for breach of contract, negligence, and tortious interference with business relationships. In August 2018, the trial court granted leave for ETG's sister company, BFS, to intervene in this action. BFS also in November 2015, after failed attempts to repair the roof, the City received an appraisal of the building stating the cost of roof repairs exceeded the value of the building. 3. The parties later agreed to the entry of a consent judgment, giving immediate possession of the building to the City and reserving the issue of the City's damages for resolution by agreement or trial. 3. Filed a claim against the City for negligence. BFS, founded in 2001, is a distributor of biodegradable containers manufactured in China or Taiwan. BFS sold its product primarily in Northern California, operating out of a warehouse in that area. BFS was not a party to the City's lease with ETG. ETG differs from BFS in that ETG is a manufacturer, not a reseller, and was founded to manufacture a different compostable product with the brand name Earthware. 4. In September 2022, a jury trial was held. Those testifying for ETG included Kevin Duffy, president and founder of both ETG and BFS. Insofar as relevant here, Duffy provided the following testimony as to lost profits. According to Duffy, in May 2015, ETG received an order from Office Depot for Earthware products totaling $2,140. Office Depot placed 2 subsequent orders for $178 and $514 for Earthware products. 5. the total purchase price for the earthware orders was less than $3,000. Despite these low sales, Duffy testified that, 1. Based on Office Depot's initial order alone, Office Depot's future demand for earthware would sell out the plant. 2. The sale sprung enormous potential. And 3. Had Office Depot's orders been fulfilled, Office Depot's business was estimated at $150 million, so it was very positive. Duffy testified in these general terms about ETG's potential profitability and presented no evidence of production expenses required to calculate ETG's potential net profits. 4. Compostability and biodegradability are held to different standards. ETG's president admitted that in July 2014, earthware failed to meet the standard for certification of compostability and therefore could not be legally marketed as compost.